So we're on Davar and Beis. We're going on to the next Gemara. We're going to the next Gemara, but we're staying with the same Amorayim. So once you stay with the same Amora, because it's, you know, sometimes the Gemara, when there's different Mamaros, you keep the same Amorava this. So we said, 25 other, Mamari Chazal with Amorava Garata. You never know where you're going to go. So we're just talking about Mincha for a while, and that made sense because we're in Tefillah. Now we're going to go to a different world, and we'll see if we can connect it back to our world. We'll see where we're going. Al Kopanim Daf Vavam Abeis. We are by the two dots. I don't know, 12 lined up or something. By the two dots, six words in. V'amr b'chelba amr b'huna. And there's a little circle, kol hanene. See that? There, you can still get my finger if you want. That helps.
12.
Is it 12? That's awesome. Gee, I should be like a sixth grade Rebbe. Okay, guys, 12 lined up. V'amr b'chelba amr b'huna. So, yeah? Kol hanene. Misudas chasen, v'ena mesamcho. Anybody who gets enjoyment from a suda of a chasen, of a sudas chasen, and he doesn't do something to make the chasen happy. He's not mesamech the chasen. Over b'chamisha kolos, you have been over. I don't know good English. What does it mean? How do you translate over a vera? How do you translate that in English? Transgressed? Okay, thank you. You've transgressed. B'chamisha kolos, you've transgressed these five kolos, five voices. What are they? Shenemar, Pasuk says, kol sason, v'kol simcha. Right, the sound of joy, the sound of happiness. V'kol chasen, v'kol kala. The sound of the chasen, the sound of the kala. Kol omrim, hoidu es Hashem tzavakos. And the kol of those who praise, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master of legions. Hashem tzavakos, pop quiz. Which shame Hashem? Which shirim, sorry, is Hashem tzavakos? Yeah, pop quiz for those Pnimi Sticky Yidin. The Kabbalists here. Right, every... Then he's back! Every... In a good way. No, Kessie, you know. Eke. Wake him up.
Right?
Every Shem Hashem, every sphere has a Shem Hashem attached to it. Right? That's the source of the sphere. Right, so Kale. What's Kale? That's Chesed, right? Chesed Kel, Kol Hayom. Gvur is Elokim, Teferis is Yukevavke, Netzach is Hashem Tzvakos, Hod is Elokim Tzvakos. You don't see it, I don't think, Chumash at all, I'm not sure. Mostly you see it in Nach. You see those Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it happens to be Nevuah comes from Netzach and Hod. So it makes sense that's when a different Shem Hashem is going to come. I mean, a different level, meaning... Moshe, of course, a Nevuah, but that came from Asbaklar Hemeir, which comes from Teferis. The lower Nevi'im, which was an Asbaklar Sheinemeir, comes from the lower half. Netzach Hod, Hashem Tzavakos, Elokim Tzavakos. Akopanim. So let's just, where's this pasuk here? I didn't even look it up. Where's this pasuk? Good base. It's in Yirmiyahu Navi. Hey. So look at the pasuk. Kol, it's on the bottom right. Good base. Kol Sosan, Kol Simcha, Kol Chasna, Kol Kala. Now, we usually sing something else, no? Kol Metzalos Chupasim. So we have to see that another pasuk. I don't know. Like I said, we'll do that this week. Kol Omrim Hodu Es Hashem Tzavakos Ki Tov Hashem. Because Hashem is good. Ki Lo Olam Chazdo. Because His Chesed is everlasting. Yivim Toda Beis Hashem. We bring a Toda, carbon of Hodah. Thanks to the Beis Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash. Ki Oshiv Es Shvus Ha'aretz Kivrishona. Because I will return the people. This is a Mashiach Torah, Mashiach Nevuah. I'm going to turn all the people back to the land, Kabrishana, like in the beginning. Omar Hashem says Hashem. Sounds like a nice happy Nevuah. But if you're not Mesamech the Chasan, then you're over on these five kolos. Says the Gemara Vayter. Mascharo. So what's the schar if you are Mesamech the Chasan? I'm Rabbi Shuben Levi. Zoichah the Torah, you're going to be zoichah the Torah shenit the bechamisha kolos. Zoichah the Torah, which was given in the five kolos. Shenemar. Why five? Everybody's going to like Remes. Ben Yoyada says Beremes. Well, Morty says it's the pasuk. Pasha Pasha. Ben Yoyada says the Remes is. We're talking about what are we talking about here? Simcha. Are you Mesamech L'chasson or not Mesamech L'chasson? Look at the word Simcha in your head. Five what?
Letters.
Five letters? Is that true? No. It's the same letters as Simcha. It's Chamisha. See that?
Ooh.
Ooh.
What's that called in English?
There's a word for that.
I don't know.
The same Z.
What? I'm with Peter that.
Yeah, okay, fine.
The same Z. Okay. Same letters. What? Simcha. Chamisha. Yeah. Same mamash same word. So Ben Yodot says. If it's a simcha, you zochet to the chamisha. Or you pogim the chamisha. Okay, weiter.
So what's special about chamisha?
Chamisha, oh my. The number five is everything.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Rick can answer, but a lot of all the numbers.
You have any number? Oh.
I mean, we could say in Remez. I don't know what to say. I mean,
obviously. Yeah.
If you're going to go into Sphiris, you go into Yud Kei Vav Kei and the Kutzo Shel Yud, which means there's five worlds. Chamisha is simcha. It's big. Yeah. Weiter. So you can be zochet to these five kolos. I mean, I take God very seriously. So I take this, you know, when I take it very seriously, and who am I to do anything, but whatever. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking in my head. I take it very seriously when we understand the amkus and try to understand. What does it mean, simcha? Why is it simcha's chasm? What about the kala? We don't mention the kala here. Is it simcha's chasm the kala, or is it just simcha's chasm? And when we understand what's the connection between a Simchas Chasson and Torah or Kol, the more we understand, I personally am more into it. You read it, Gadata, Emes Lamito, no question. But it's so, sometimes so out there. Like, how did they, and some people, that's why some people skip a Gadata. It's like, what does this even mean? What, he just made it up? And there are people who think that, and therefore they just skip it.
So it says like Kol HaNeneh.
Who says that's interesting? It's very interesting. What did the Gemara says? So what happens if you didn't eat from the Suda Chasen? You didn't want to. You're Porish, and you were not Misamechin. So did you still get the curse?
So this is just, it doesn't say just partook of the thing.
No. I mean, you ate. Let's just say you ate. Let's say you didn't eat. Let's say you didn't eat. You went to the Chasen and you didn't eat, but you didn't. You weren't Misamechin. So were you over the five kolos? Is it dependent on being Nana from the Suda? And if it is, well, who cares? Isn't the mitzvah here Simchas Chasam
Akala? What if you try and you're not Samech and he's like, oh man, this guy's
here? Oy vey. Oy vey. Right there.
This guy actually came.
Kamsan Bar Kamsan?
Yeah,
oh boy.
Is it pitying that?
Happens to be Kamsan Bar Kamsan. It would work into this Gemara somewhat.
Right.
Fighter. So the Gemara says, so you're Zochif. What's the Schar being Samech the Chasam? That you're going to be zochet the Torah, which is given to five kolos. Shneamar, vayhi biyom hashlishi. We're getting mamish. This is it. We're getting ready for kabbalas Torah. Shlosh shmei hagbalah. Vayhi biyom hashlishi on the third day. Biyosa boker in the morning. Vayhi kolos ubrachim. Kolos over there means how many kol? Two. Kolos ubrachim. There was thunder and there was lightning. Va'anan kavid alahar. Right, the big thick cloud was on top of the mountain. The kol shofar. The chulei. Vahaya kol shofar. How many do we have so far? Four. Kolos, Kol, Velokim, Ya'aneno, Bakol. Hashem answered, back and forth, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bakol. Five kolos. That's what the Torah is given. So says the Gemara, Eini, is that true? V'haksiv, the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos. But there's another kol that the Pasuk discusses when it's referring to Matan Torah. It says the whole nation saw the sounds. We're going to get into science this week. Hopefully the doc will be back by Wednesday, maybe. How do you see sounds? How do you see sounds? What? Have you ever seen a sound? Oh, it's on the computer. It's on the computer. They brought computers. Or can you? We'll get into that.
Psychedelics.
Maybe seeing's really experiencing.
Okay, so let's see. We'll get to it. Okay. We'll get to it. V'chol ha'am Rome is a kolos. So the Gemara says, well, look at this. Let's just look at the Pesukim for a second. Go to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Go to Pasuk Gimel on the page. Right, bottom right. Right, the whole Pasuk. That's Shemos Yud Tes Zayin. Okay? Pasuk Yisro. Yeah? Then, Vahi Kol Shofar, the next Pasuk is Yud Tes. A few Pesukim later. No problem. V'cholo Am Rowim Esakolos is Pasuk Chaf, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Tezvav. So it's the next Perek, many Pesukim in. Okay? So the Gemara says, this is also referring to Matan Torah. So that's another two kolos. What do you tell me five? There's really seven. It's actually even more. If you look at the, there's another call in there. It's really eight. So the Gemara says, where's the Gemara? Eini, says the Gemara. V'aksiv v'chol ha'amrom as a kolos. So, and for the Gemara, osan kolos tekodem matan toravu. Those kolos, which, by the way, as I just showed you, are a perek later, they're really before matan Torah. Okay? I'm reading the Gemara. We'll try to read Rashi in a second. You know, let's read Rashi now. Okay, pause here.
Perek Aleph is talking about the Seder, and then Perek Beis goes back to like the details within the Seder.
I'm not saying anything's crazy. I'm just pointing it out. Okay. So says Rashi. Rashi says, I don't know, 12 lines up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11. Ah, so close. Oh, 13. Oruchamisha kolos. Right? If you're not mesamech lechasan, you're over on these five kolos. Mezalzel bechamisha kolos. You're mezalzel on these chamisha kolos. Yes? When you're not mesamech lechasan, and by the chasan it says kol chasan, and then there's other four kolos around it, you're actually being mezalzel in those kolos. It's like a direct...
Violation.
Violation, thank you. Yeah, you in the back?
Yeah. Is he saying that you're by not being Mizalzel from Mizalzel, or you actually, it's not just Sheviatas. If you were Mizalzel.
Yes, I'm saying. It sounds like you.
If you went out of your way and were Mizalzel as opposed to just like Sheviatas.
No.
By not doing it, you're Mizalzel.
Then for sure you're Mizalzel. Here the Chiddush is that you just weren't Misameach. You weren't Misameach him. And Kiel, your mamish mezalzo.
Whatever,
it's a big musar, yeah.
I don't know what that means yet.
What?
What does it mean to be misameach someone?
Okay, fine. So that we'll have to get to the, if we want, what's the mitzvah of Simchas Chasam Kala? How are you mekayim that? That we have to talk about that. 100%. What does this mean? How do you define that? But right now we're not going to get to that, but we should. Because we don't want to be over this. But also, more than that, we want to get the brachas if you are misamechim. So you're over b'chamisha kolos, mezalza b'chamisha kolos. Sheberich b'hen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Klal Yisrael. Interesting. That this comes dafka by chasa.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
It does make sense.
But you could... Matan Torah is chasa
of Klal Yisrael. Oh, so now we're collecting... Connecting some dots over here. Okay.
Are we saying literally Chasam is the Chasam or Chasam is Hashem being Mizalzel?
Zilzul? No, the Zilzul is in the Chamisha Kolos that Hashem blessed with. So you're being Mizalzel in the Brachas. I don't know if you... Okay, you could say it's
being Mizalzel. You being Mismeach.
In the Pashup Shad of the Gemara?
Chasam.
Pashup Shad, I'm talking about real Chasam.
Okay.
The Pashup Shad, you have to start with Pashup Shad first.
It says Chasam Kala, doesn't it?
In where? In the Kol.
Oh, in the Kol. Right.
In the Kol is Chasam Kala.
Right.
Let's keep going. I want to get to a Marsha today. Osen Kolos to Kodam Antar Abus. The Gemara says, no, those Kolos, you can't add them to the five. Those are really before Mantar. Hanuch Kolos Basrai, these Kolos that are afterwards, Hainu Hanuch Da'airi B'hul El. The kolos that were really afterwards in Perek Chaf, they're really before. They really occurred Le'el earlier. The Ka'amar, and it says in the Pasuk, Dinirin Hayu. They were visual. They were seeable. They were... Whatever. A better word?
Experienced.
Okay. But here it's Dinirin. They were actually... Pashup Shat. They were able to see them. So we're going to show you.
Able to see the kolos.
I'm going to show you. Pun intended. Says the Gemara, says Rashi. Yeah. The Alpha P. Shakol Eino Nira. Even though Kol, sound, voice, you're usually not heard. Ze Nira. These are heard. Okay. Fine. Fight. Says the Gemara. Go back to the Gemara. Again, if you're not Mesamech Lechasen, you're over in the five Kolos. If you are Mesamech Lechasen, you're Zochet to the five Kolos of Mount Tyre. Now, what does that even mean? Okay, great. So what that means? There's going to be like sound in my head? What does that mean? Okay, we'll have to see if we could come up to something. If you learn the Zagata to just, you just read through it? Oh, if I'm a Samech the Chassan, so I'll be able to learn Torah better. Like, that's how you would learn it, probably. Just move on.
And going to weddings all the time.
Yeah, we should go to weddings all the time.
Only if you're going to be in the Samech.
And only if he likes you.
Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Weiter. Says the Gemara, two other opinions of what the schar is for being mesamech dechassin. Rabbi Abo, Amar, ki'ilu hikrav toda. It's like you're being makrav a toda. This connects a little bit to the last sugya. Mincha. Shenemar, the end of the pasuk of the kol chassin kol kala, we read it inside already, is mevim toda, beis Hashem. Right? Remember that pasuk? Yud beis, look at it again. Look at base. Yud beis in the bottom, right? Kol chassin kol simcha, kol chassin kol kala. Kolom Ramashu do is Hashem Tzvakos Kito Hashem Kilo Mechazo Mevim Tov the base Hashem. Kilu bring the base the Tov. Yes, Vayter says the Gemara Rav Nachman Bar Yisak Amar Kilu Bona Aches Mechur Bonas Yerushalayim. He says even more. You must make the Chassan. It's like you rebuilt one of the broken down pieces of Yerushalayim in Golus. Shenemar, he brings the last part of the pasuk. Ki Oshiv Shvus Haaretz Kibrishona. I'm going to return the land back to its original status. Amar Hashem says Hashem. Alright, that's the end of the pasuk. What do you know, Shaychus?
So I'm saying, what's the kilu? You're building something that was broken in your shalim from being the samet, from being the samet to the pasuk.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the connection?
Okay. Good question. Yeah. Good question.
Wait, the pasuk is the connection.
No, he wants the amkas. It's not a pasuk shayid. Give me the understanding. Give me the panemius. We'll get there. You first have to ask the question. Most people just say, okay, good. No. What is the connection? Good. We'll get to it. First, you have to read the Pashup Shah. Everybody good?
How many psukim in the Torah actually talk about kol islamish? Which is like, seems like a very specific thing. I'm just curious.
What do you mean kol? Like the
word
kol?
The word kol.
Like a kol Yaakov?
Yeah.
347.
Okay. I'm saying like Mizmor LeDavid is very, very, very Kol-ish.
Mizmor LeDavid? Yeah, Kol Hashem, Kol Hashem. Okay, yeah, Kol is a big... Kol is massive. First of all, Kol with a Vav, Kol without a Vav. Kol... We'll get this, I mean, we have to go slowly get there, but Kol in Panemius is referring to which of the spheres?
Fine. Check my chart.
Get back to me on that one. Okay, here we go. Leave your hanger. Yes. Yeah. I didn't want to answer because you said it with
like, Kol Yaakov.
Yeah, Kol Yaakov. Exactly. 100%. Exactly. And Yaakov is the Baal Ha Torah. Oh, Chamisha Kolos. Torah. We're slowly building.
Thursday. We're getting Thursday right now.
We are in Thursday.
No, it's Monday.
I know, but it's so bright outside, it looks like it's Thursday. Here we go. Go to the Marsha. We'll see. We're going to get it started today. We got to get to the Marsha here. It's the second to last sticky, if you have all the stickies that I have stickies. It's the second to last sticky. Let's see. Oh, me, yeah? Look at that, right there. Page Zion in this edition of the Gemara. I can't help you, I'm sorry. What?
Marsha is an early Avram. But he has the status of
Rishon. I don't know if he has status of a Rishon. I don't know if it's biographical sketch, even though I probably should. If Eli Erech was here, he would biographically sketch him. Spot. What did you say? Over time, we set up the stickies. Each person I gave. I have more, by the way, if anybody needs. I said any good Talmud of Rebbe has to be a sticky man. Have to. Have you ever seen a swarm? They're very sticky. Yeah, it's a big stick, my stick. I do. So, page Zion, right column, second to last Divrei Maskil. It's a lot more than 12 lines up. Over Bahei Kolos. You see that? Okay. we're going to have to go a little slow here. It's going to take us. We'll go into tomorrow. Probably.
I was wondering where the other side of this was.
Disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on one point.
What happened?
I was always wondering where the other side was.
Okay. Oh, that's I never noticed that. That's cute. There, here's the buddies. Oh, this is Chassan Kala. This is Zivug. That's legitimately what it is.
I'm telling you.
That's what it is. That's Teferis. This is Malchus Zahanuk. This is
Malchus of a sticky.
Right. Everything in the world is created like that.
It's like that.
You can't have this without this. You can't have this without that.
This is one neshama cut into two. They probably in the factory, they probably made it as one and they chopped it into two. I feel bad for the people who don't have the visuals. Oh, here. Chaim's looking. It's here. At least Chaim's here. Here, Chaim. This is what we're talking about. Chasen and Kala. Yeah, he gets it. He's shaking his head. He gets it. Each family is shaking his head. Oh, I wish I was there. I wish I was there. This is Kamarna Torah over here. Yichudim. Yichudim. Okay. Over Bei Kolos. Mavur. Yeah, can we have it? Now listen to this. He's going to go right into it. Very important. Sod. Mavur Eilu Chamisha Kolos. These five kolos that we've been discussing. Skivat Masha. Hain Chamisha Kolos Shel Dibur. These are the five types of kol in speech. Okay. Because if you want to get into the amkus, kol and dibur are two totally different worlds. Kol is like the kol shofar. It's a sound without any words. Dibur are words, right? Kol comes up from the, what's it called? We're going to get to that in a second, actually.
No, kol comes from your breath.
No, but kol comes from the vocal cords. The vocal cords. It's just a sound. And then the dibur is created by the mouth, right? There's malchus is peh, right? You ever hear that in the series? Who said that first? Who said Malchus is Peh? Eliyahu Navi, when he wrote, he gave a Hagdama to the Zohar, or again to the Zohar in Mitzvah soon, right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I think Rav Shimon asked Eliyahu Navi to like write like a Haskama, write a Hagdama to the Sefer, and in that, the famous Ptach Elio, heard of that? Pesach Elio? The Jews of the Sephardim is there. Ptach Elio. There, he connects Eliyahu Navi clearly the spheres to the body parts. Chesed is the right arm, Gevur is the left arm. Then he gets to Malchus, Torah Shebal Peh. So he says, and if you, anybody who was there, I remember Dov was for sure there. In the, I remember when we had the first Ian Nafshi Shir, first two were Hagdamas downstairs. You were there? Downstairs in the basin, I spoke about this. Malchus of Peh, I still remember. So I'm going to have to go back. I don't know what I said, but I remember I mentioned this. So Elionavi says, Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh, and it's referring to the mouth. Right, the malchus of your life is the interface that you have with the world. Of course, your physical body could also be, people could see you, but the way you speak to people. How does a melech run his country? Through the dibur. He tells you what he wants you to do. So now it comes to the five kolos of dibur. Sha'kol meschalik lefim motza'am osios. The dibur, when the kol is coming up from your vocal cords, and you want to make an aleph, a beis, a gimel, a dalet, and then ultimately words, the mouth cuts, trims the kol into dafka specific sounds, yes, that are letters. I know we're getting to Thursday here. When you have a kol, let's push it. Kol, and then I turn them that kol into letters. Which two spheres are we working with? In Pnimius. So, the kol poshet is chesed. Gevura is what's trimming. Makes it exacting. But we have to. I want to continue to use gevura in a positive way so people have a better feel for it. You know, because I always say gevura is like been thrown through the dirt. Din. But gevura is to be exacting. It's to be mitzamtzim. So if I just go like this. Hey, now I just said, by the way, I just said the entire shir. I was going to say, but you didn't understand it because I was just making one sound. You can't, makabel can't be makabel though. So Kadosh Baruch Hu before creation, it was just, that's Ein Sof. What are you going to do? So he was mitzamtzem, right? Gvura, which then creates countries and lights and trees and us.
Human beings can speak. That's a big chiddush.
That takes das. So when it comes to us as well, we need the kol, which is the chesed, but you also need to trim. You also need to be medaktik, trim, din, tinsum.
The kol shofar is going back to that.
Exactly. Kol shofar is going back to just that plain kol, which is within us. And it's with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is where we meet over there. The source of that call is where us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu meet inside of ourselves. That's why when you listen to the shofar, you're just supposed to just be. Just be. Not too many kavanas over there. We're not ready for that. Just be in that place of the Kol Shofar and allow it to take you back to that if you want to be fancy, that primordial sound.
Primordial.
What? Here, well, I can't control myself. If you take coal, if you take coal, okay, let's without the vav, you could do both.
130.
Now, there's going to be five parts of the mouth. We haven't even got there yet. Divided by five. More is mathless. 26. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Listen to this. Thank you, Marty. So you have now. If we want to trim the letters, every letter is different. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his ultimate amazing, he knows everything, right? He created within us five different general ways to cut the coal into words. Now, anybody who went to YU,
Hebrew class,
we learned this. So I knew Pnimas HaTorah before I even knew about Pnimas HaTorah.
I was thinking about this, by the way. They should have been
there. I use it all the time, by the way.
They should have done this before we learned Hebrew class, because then I would have actually appreciated what was going on.
Shvanach, old Kamat, Pasach, Pnimas HaTorah. Akoponim. Bumf. The letters. Bays. Vav. Mem. Look at my mouth. Bays. Mem. Fei. Is the lips. Bumf. Mehapeh. It comes from the lips. The lips. Datlant. Dalid. Tes. Lamid. Nun. Suf is the lala is the tongue. Dalid. It really is Dalid. Very good. Tawil? Professor Devil? Zasrat, is mehashinai from the teeth? Zayin, shin, resh, your teeth are moving. Gichak, here's the gutturals. Mechich, gimel, yur, chaf, kuf. Right, the guy can't really get to the gichak, it's hard for them. Hanukkah is not Hanukkah by them. They just go strong Hanukkah, right? And aha. What? It's from the garon, it's from the throat. Aleph, it's deep. Ches, hey, ayin, those are like the deepest.
Wow.
Het.
True. Awesome. For us to win. Right, the Svartim, the Timonim still have the, they still have the, all the sounds. We've lost some sounds. Right. Ayin, exactly. Goes the deepest in back there. You ever hear that? Zozel. One time I lost myself there. There was a one of the Rebbeim in YU, I still remember. Whatever he was. So he would lane according to the way you're supposed to lane. Nowadays, we just, you know. Heimish. So he would do the ayin. Every ayin would be, what? I don't say. Ayin. I lost myself. Because when you hear that again and again, all I kept hearing was, I couldn't stop laughing, I had to walk out. When he said Azazel, it's game over. Is it? I couldn't. Anyway, I forgot his name. Five basic parts of the mouth. These are the five kolos. That's what he's saying. Even though five kolos could mean something in five different places, says the Marsha, it's the breakdown of the kol into the five places based on the letters. With that, we have to end. I'm going to pick this up tomorrow. Pretty cool stuff, though.